Blog Talk Radio.
Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically,
yes, sir,
about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want to say it? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness, and all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind, but I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
From the Martin Luther King speech, I want you to say. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. If you are listening to me now, you are truly a trooper and you are engaged. You're on the mail list and you're special. Happy New Year for those who haven't wished a Happy New Year to, and you didn't make last week's program and you didn't listen to the archives. You got to catch it if you missed it. We had a really enlightening and inspiring and uplifting program last week with Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Go to the archives to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. And search for Darrell Clark's Progressive News Weekly. Folks, we are in the throes of so much, COVID, a political, I had to breathe on that word, a political turmoil. However, as much of a turmoil as it is, it's transformational. Transformational, and it's very enlightening. So we had an affront on our Capitol last week, and we're now finding out that the FBI is releasing information after the fact, and that's fine, that there were insurgents. So let's just all take a step back, and hopefully this transition will be one of peace, and one of progress, one of productivity, more than anything, one of productivity. So I'll leave it with that. I want to wish everyone a happy Martin Luther King weekend. And so with that, we have a very enlightening and special program. This is our late night edition of Progressive News Weekly. And we're going to have a very, very special guest that's going to be joining us, someone that I take pleasure in doing these programs for such a moment as this, when I can have folks that not only respect and that are doing the good work that needs to be done, but also folks that I can consider colleagues and friends. So this is going to be a good thing. I'm going to just play a little interlude until we bring our special guest.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
Together, and don't you dare get weary, because we shall overcome. Familiar words, I'm sure. So for listeners, you know how we do this. Again, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, the late night edition. We do this every now and again and then. It's live radio, folks, and things happen. But we thank you for tuning in. I see the lines are blowing up here, so many and most of you got the the message, and there's an advantage to that. And if you'd like to be on that mail list and that text message for when we have special impromptu and preempted programs such as tonight, you can be a part of knowing what's going on. Just drop me an email to progressivenews@msn.com, and then you'll be in the mix and you'll get our announcements. So with that said, as I mentioned before we played the little interlude, a great one at that, we have a special program, as we have a special individual, a mind, as I like to say, that's remarkable. He's doing great things. I know him personally. He represents an organization that has done so much over the years, and you're going to get an opportunity to learn about it and perhaps even get involved with a chapter near you. With that, we have this evening Mr. Saphir Jenkins. Many or most of my long-term listeners know I am a member of Frontiers International, a civic and community organization that's been dedicated to uplifting and moving forward, especially the Black community across the nation, communities. And so we engage in various civic community events to do just that, including mentoring youth, various scholarship programs, helping to fund other nonprofit efforts in the community, amongst so many other things. But one of the things that we're so proud of, and I'm kind of a neophyte, I'm just a few years in the organization of, I don't know, I've forgotten, you lose count after about 8-7 years. But we have a gentleman who is the first vice president, and he's going to be talking about how we're doing things in the wake, in light of the COVID-19 restrictions that we're encountering. Normally we do a breakfast, and I'm going to let Mr. Saphir Jenkins speak a little bit more detail about some of the things we've done, who we are, and what we're looking to do in terms of this year. And well, just the importance of not forgetting this great man who came before us and paved the way. That said, my brother, yoke fellow, Mr. Saphir Jenkins, are you there? Are you in studio?
Yes, I am. Daryl, thank you very much for having me on tonight. I count it an honor and a privilege to be online with you.
Hey, the privilege is mine, my brother.
Thank you so much. Certainly we are in times of unprecedented strain and opposition. And it's in moments like these that the importance of the work that we do through Frontiers International is really put on display, whether we'd like it to be or not. You know, one of the things that I find most remarkable about the organization is that our motto, the mission that we really strive toward is advancement through service. You know, Frontiers International Playing for Liberty Club strives to advance the African-American community through leadership, fellowship, and service. And so like you alluded, you know, we can get to a number of avenues, including the mentorship program, as well as the Frontiers Juniors or the Junior Frontiers who receive guidance in growing into adulthood responsibly to maintain integrity and to do so flawlessly, if you will. But really to enhance the lives of the most vulnerable among us, that being Black youth in urban communities. You know, the Frontiers also provides key mentorship programs and scholarships that we issue each year so that college and school after high school becomes accessible to these vulnerable youth. And so we do that by awarding the recipients during the annual Frontiers Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Celebration. And in fact, this celebration is the longest of its kind in New Jersey. So that certainly itself is remarkable.
So let me ask a question. Frontiers International is not just one location. It's actually part of a network. There are various chapters. Can you talk a little bit about that? Where it started, and a website if someone wants to get information and participate with any donations. As we know, as you've just described, some of the things that we do for the community, the much needed community.
Yeah, absolutely. So, to your point, the Frontiers International organization is an international organization. There are a number of clubs in nearby areas. So one being Plainfield Frontiers, as we just mentioned, that's the group that you and I are a part of. There's a number of other groups. Frontiers of America was actually founded in Columbus, Ohio, and that was way back in 1936. And the original founder's name was Nimrod Allen. And it was incorporated 2 years later and was formed to provide men at the time of various backgrounds the opportunity to offer community leadership and community service. It's in that same vein that we exist today. So more than 70 years later, we're still driven by service and using that service as a driving force behind our organization to really bring about change in our communities. So the closest one, Plainfield, New Jersey, is the only one within the state. There are others. There's one in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. There is also another local one regionally in upstate New York. And so we're always looking for opportunities to expand the services that we're providing. And there's still also opportunities to open new chapters should the need arise. But to your point, when you talk about accessing us online, the Frontiers organization can be found on Facebook, the Plainfield Area Club, on facebook.com/Plainfield Frontiers. That is also the location where this year the Dr. MLK Jr. Memorial Celebration will be hosted virtually. So even if you're in another state or even in another country, you can still participate. The event will be broadcast for free. Everyone who is willing and able to participate can do so. They'll also have an opportunity to engage with our dynamic keynote speaker. This year, I have the honor of announcing that we'll have Ryan Haygood Esquire, who is the president and CEO of the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice. So Ryan is a nationally respected civil rights lawyer, and he leads this organization, which is majority women of color run, and they are all racial justice advocates, and their cutting-edge work is powered by grassroots organizing, research, writing, policy, legislative advocacy, and litigation. But they seek to build reparative systems that create wealth, justice, and power for oppressed people across the country, or specifically blacks and even Latinos in the state of New Jersey. So with this year's theme, we thought it necessary and appropriate to have Ryan be our keynote. I'm looking forward to it. But the theme this year is insufficient funds, the bad check to black Americans. And while that may initially seem to catch folks off guard, it's done so intentionally. These words come from an excerpt of Dr. King's speech. In fact, it's part of the I Have a Dream speech. He talks about the architects of the Great Republic were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir, a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, will be guaranteed to be inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And America has given its colored people a bad check, he said, a check that has come back marked insufficient funds. So it's really just an indicator that we continue to face struggles that should long be behind us, which also have not been repaired through equitable or means that would really achieve justice. So at a time like this, with the civil unrest and the unbelievable events that we have seen take place at our nation's capital, following the inflammatory remarks of a president who, by way of division, has gained much popularity. This really fits right in to the condition and the mindset of America and all of the ills that exist that hopefully through this broadcast and others like it, these could serve as steps in the right direction to bring about change.
So you said that this year, and I appreciate that explanation. That was excellent. I'm hoping that our listeners will look into our website and maybe get information as to maybe how they can start a chapter to help uplift what we're doing. And we are certainly nothing but about peace and unity, not division. We're about cohesiveness and moving a community, specifically, as you said, African American, which we're not ashamed of. We don't hear enough about. Sure, there's not to discount any efforts being done anywhere by anyone, but obviously,
right,
statistically, there's much work to be done. So we're certainly encouraging everyone to be involved. But getting back to the event, the 45th annual, and
yeah,
this year being COVID-influenced, you're explaining that we're going to be doing this on a virtual basis, actually. What was it like in the past years? What was the event that we did these 44 years and the longest running event of its kind in the state of New Jersey, and one of the longest probably in the country, but the longest in New Jersey? What did we do prior?
Yeah, so great question. Prior, we always had a dynamic event every year. It was held in person in Plainfield. Oftentimes in recent years, it was held at Plainfield High School. And we would gather all of the community members who were able to attend. And in fact, I can't remember a year where the tickets were not sold out and the capacity was not filled. But at the event, there's a number of performances similar to what we will have this year from local groups, students and Plainfield youth who either play instruments and or sing or perform in some other capacity, a different type of art. And they are given the opportunity to perform for all of the participants in the event. And it's always a great performance, always a great opportunity to really see how gifted our students are, our youth are, and what that excellence being modeled really should be. So that's always a phenomenal thing. Beyond that, of course, there is a demonstration that takes place each year where all participants participate in a mock march throughout the facility, and we go to another portion of the building. And in the venue at that point, we're in the big auditorium, and the keynote speaker follows the scholarship awards that we distribute. In addition to the scholarship awards, we also give community service awards, recognizing individuals who have made notable contributions to the community in meaningful ways. And so we will also be doing all of those events this year, but of course virtually, with the exception of the march. But we will have all of the performers, we'll have all of the youth performing and singing. We'll have a phenomenal keynote, of course, again by Ryan Haygood. And we will also, this time, because we're virtual, one of the benefits is that we'll be able to engage in a Q&A with the keynote. So as individuals are watching the broadcast, which is free again, I keep mentioning that because of the fact that it was something that we've always charged for because the proceeds help to benefit the scholarship program and all of the other initiatives that we manage. But yes, it's free this year, and we're only relying on the gifts of those who choose to sponsor the event by way of the sponsorship packages that are available.
So if someone wants to help out, and I understand that because I had a challenging situation with our foundation, our Plainfield walk-run, Queen City walk-run, which benefits children in the community, nonprofits, and less fortunate seniors as well. So it was a big hit, but we did have benevolent donations throughout. And I guess one of the benefits was we expanded virtually as well on a national basis. And as much as we lost a lot of money, thousands, from not being able to do the event, we did pick up some significant assistance nationally. So how can someone help donate? What number or website? How could they, if they want to assist in this effort, seeing as we aren't able to hold our local physical annual breakfast event?
Yeah, sure. I can certainly share that with you. So for individuals or organizations who are looking to donate, they can do so right online by purchasing a sponsorship package or advertising with us for the event, during the event. And I will share that momentarily. I'm just pulling up the link so that I get it right. I certainly don't want to send folks to the wrong place.
And so while you're looking that up, I can just share, I'm just, plumb pleasingly proud to be a part of such a benevolent organization. Normally, the breakfast is, as we say in the hood, or one of the sayings, has been off the chain, off the hook. So we'll miss that piece of it in the live interaction. But it does sound exciting, and the fact that now, folks, nationally, internationally, can kind of share that space with us, not to, as I said, belittle the seriousness of what we're going through. But, there's always, I just believe there's always something good about everything. We don't always understand, even in dire situations, there's something that we can learn. But from this, clearly we're able to open our doors to the nation and indeed to the world through this virtual opportunity. Did you come up with that?
I did. But I did want to respond really quickly about what you said, because it's in moments like these that I think we truly demonstrate the resiliency of our people, and not just as a nation, but as a people of individuals who either are descendants of enslaved Africans or came here through immigration. We're a country of immigrants, and likewise, we have shared experiences, many, of course, with very real differences. But the resiliency of our people, those we serve, black folks, those who have endured oppression over the years, I think is really seen in moments like this. The link for any individual organization who would like to look for sponsorship opportunities is as follows. It's bit.ly/FrontiersMLK45.
So is that an email, or is it like a Cash App, or how does that work?
That takes individuals to a site where they can click on the package that they would desire. In fact, it's in Eventbrite where they would find that very destination. So the bit.ly link will take them to Eventbrite where they can select which package they'd like to choose for donating or purchasing an advertisement.
Now, is that via email or...
Oh, no, that's some the URL. So it's right on the web. So it's the website that they would arrive at when they type that address into the URL.
Okay, so then in the address bar.
Yeah.
And I always speak to our listeners because we have all levels in, and some, burly, able to get in, and because I have seniors, you know, and great grandmoms and stuff that tune in from time to time. So I try to break it down. But so on the computer, and if you're not able to, listeners, and you can get someone to help you out, you're going to go to the website, to the URL. That's the address bar where if you're shopping hsn.com or wherever you're shopping or whatever you do online, you want to type in B-I-T, that's Bobby Indigo Thomas dot L-Y, Larry Yellow, / Frontiers, MLK45. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. That is correct.
And there is an email if someone wants to email us. Is that the plainfieldfrontiers@gmail.com that we're using? Or
that is correct. If anyone has questions and would like to reach us, plainfieldfrontiers@gmail.com.
Okay, plainfieldfrontiers@gmail.com. Sophia, informative, looking forward to it. Again, for those who want to watch this live, what will they do on Monday? And we've been doing this 44, this is our 45th year on the Martin Luther King holiday that we've been doing this at 10 o'clock. We start that breakfast in the cafeteria. But this year, we're going to be doing it virtually online. What will an individual do, simplifying it as best as possible? Say, I know it's Facebook Live or YouTube, but I know a lot of folks find YouTube a little easier. At least that's what I'm told. Mm-hmm. What would a person do on YouTube? Kind of simplify to the most basic user of a computer or their phone. What would they type in to YouTube? They go to YouTube.com, I would guess, first, right? First, getting to YouTube.
That is correct.
And then they use the search field. Go ahead.
Right,
the mic is yours.
So they'll use, as you said, they'll in the address bar navigate to YouTube.com. Right in that search field, they can type Plainfield Frontiers.
That's all?
Plainfield Frontiers. That will, because we'll be live, the moment that they get to the page at that point, the live will start broadcasting. It starts at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. That's for YouTube. If any of the listeners have Facebook, it's as simple, if not simpler. They just go to their Facebook page and they type Plainfield Frontiers. And right in the search bar.
Okay, for those who use Facebook Live?
Correct.
Okay. I see.
And as soon as they navigate to Plainfield Frontiers on Facebook, the live will begin playing if it's 10 a.m. or after.
Excellent. So, listeners, the key words are Plainfield, P-L-A-I-N-F-I-E-L-D, Plainfield Frontiers. That's the words. Plainfield Frontiers. Let's say it again. Plainfield Frontiers. Be there or be square on Monday, 10 a.m. Check us out, what we're doing. Get involved. Send us a few bucks. We certainly can use them. We'd like to continue our tradition of scholarships for youth, which we do every year. And you can ask questions if you want to send us a Gmail to plainfieldfrontiers@gmail.com. If you want to go to Facebook, and we all know how to use, well, most of us, a lot of us at least, use Facebook Live. I know I do on Sunday mornings. So. So go to Facebook Live and just key in Plainfield Frontiers. And it's going to bring up the program 10 o'clock or later. And for those YouTube users, you go to YouTube on the address bar. Just type in YouTube. And in that search field when you go to YouTube, you're just going to type in Plainfield Frontiers. No spaces. PlainfieldFrontiers. Yoke fellow, what a pleasure. This has been good. Any last words for us as we go into a year that maybe challenging more than last year. Hopefully not. Hopefully less. Any last words that you'd like to share with us as we move on to our last segment that we have? We have a few moments for our next guest.
Yeah.
I'll leave the mic with you.
Indeed. Well, again, Darla, I certainly appreciate you having me on the show. To all of your listeners, as we continue to endure these unprecedented times with challenges we've never before expected, nor could we anticipate. I just want to remind all of you that it is through our unity, even in the midst of distance and social distancing, that we overcome. And regardless of your background and or your economic standing, I just want you to know that we stand with you and prayerfully together through our collaboration and our community efforts. Not only will we overcome these issues, but we will be better off on the other side.
Wow. Well said, my brother. Made me proud. I just want to check. Would you be able to, I just want to check, because I believe one of our listeners had a question. Would you, and I'm not sure. I'm seeing a star on my board here. It's not really clear. But if it is, would you be willing to take a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me just see if we have a question here. Okay, Mr. Jenkins, Sophia, there was a comment that was made by a listener, and he just wanted to say that he just hopes that everything moving forward this year will be one in peace and unity, and we find some way to bridge our differences, and he appreciated what you had to say. So, you know, thank you for, you know, inspiring our listeners in that way. And he had mentioned that he had been to an inauguration in the past, and everyone didn't always agree and think alike, but they got along somehow. So I resonate with that, and I'm prayerful that we can come together as a nation and get beyond our differences. And I thank you for facilitating that kind of thought and energy with the things that you had to say.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. And my hats go off to him as well.
So with that said, we're going to move on to our next session. You're welcome to listen in. We only have a few moments, so we're probably going to have to pick up. We were going to, in light of winter, and we do this every year, we talk a little bit about natural health and things to do, and we're running short on time. I know we started late just because of some things that, you know, preempted me and my schedule this evening. So we will have Mr. Shelford Mitchell back, but I believe he is in studio. We were just going to talk. Well, before I move on, I just want to say one more time, thank you to Mr. Saphir Jenkins, first vice president of our local Plainfield chapter. Folks, you can get information. I gave you the email. Reach out to us. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know, you know, if you'd like to start a chapter or be a, find out the closest chapter to wherever you are in the country, and we'd be more than glad to support that. Thank you again, Mr. Sophia, Yoke Fellow. We'll be talking. I know we will. We got work to do before this event on Monday. So, but you're welcome to hang on. We're going to just close this out with our guest that we had planned to come on after you, but we're a little bit behind. Thanks again, Sophia.
Thank you.
Sophia? Okay, thanks. All right. So that was, I told you, we don't play here. We keep it real. We keep it live. And as I said, we're running out of time, but I'd be remiss if I didn't. And many of you, I believe we have, Shelford, are you online?
Yes, I am. Just came in really late.
Yes, thank you for hanging in. You see, we're way, way behind. And, well, you and I have been doing this for many, many years, and we've seen it before when we've gotten pushed back. So I'll put you on the spot in front of all these folks listening. If you'll join me next week and we can kind of pick up and talk about some of the things you and I have been talking about over the last, few weeks. I know people are concerned about the vaccine. People are concerned, as they are every year we've been doing this, about the season. You know, it's winter season. You know, what are some of the things I need to be careful of? And I like to talk about low fruit. And people say, oh, here we go again. Yeah, here we go again. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So always make sure you got some vitamin C in your cabinet. I'll throw that one out, but I know you get more in depth, as we both have, you know, certified herbalist, advanced herbalism, herbalist from the courses that, well, that's kind of how we met in many of the courses we've taken over the last 20 years. What is a couple tidbits, put a few carrots out there for next week that you would say that we need to be aware of, and even in light of the vaccine that's coming out, any words you want to share with us? And then if you can give your reach information, and then we'll see if we can get if according to your schedule, you can come back next week or no later than the week after. So we got a few more minutes. Okay. What do you got for us?
Okay, good day, folks. Good day. This is Mitchell Shepard, Mitchell Herbalist. As Darryl mentioned, vitamin C, one of the things that we need to get for so many reasons. We know it as an antioxidant, and it's good for the cold, it's good for flu and those type of things, immune system boosting, but it's also a good connective tissue, should I say repairer, maintainer, healer. That's what vitamin C does. In the deeper aspect of things, to keep the skin, the arteries also, should I say, flexible. You want a lot of vitamin C, a whole lot, much more than you can imagine. Some of the ways to get this is obviously from fruits. We know the oranges. I think if I'm not mistaken. So that's not dandelion. Dandelion is high vitamin A. Or rosehip. That's where I'm going with this. That's a natural source of vitamin C. So we can do rosehip tea, and you get it naturally that way. A whole lot better. If you need a therapeutic dose, that's when you get some vitamin C tablets. Just get a good quality. So that's one thing we can do. Vitamin C. Then we have the essential fatty acids. We know the flaxseed oil. We know evening primrose. That's a good oil that we can use. Fish oil. And a whole slew of other oil. Oh, coconut oil. That's the other thing. You can do a teaspoon twice a day, three times a day. That should be good. But again, we just do things naturally. Just have much more natural food, meaning instead of getting beans in the cans, you can do fresh beans once we have the time. You know, just take the time and prepare. Natural food is always better. Use olive oil, coconut oil to cook your food in, steam the food down. Don't overcook the food. I know a lot of people like to overcook food. I don't think it's right. There are some foods that, I wouldn't say it's overcooked. That's how traditionally the food is cooked. And that's how it has to be. But generally, don't overcook your food. What is that? Because if you go out in the wild, we see animals, the lions just run down there. They prey, kept them, and they eat it right there raw. As it, you know, the best quality. We may not want to do that, but we cannot do it because of how we are trained. Culturally, but it can be done. So keep it as natural as possible. You got the green tea. Recently, I experimented with green tea with a little bit of cardamom. Personally, I didn't like the taste of green tea. The cardamom puts a nice flavor in it. And cardamom is part of the peppermint family. So those who like peppermint, and certain like cardamom. A little, about 3-4 cardamom is like a seed. You just put it in the green tea. Gives it a nice flavor, and you get the benefit of cardamom. So those are the things that I would say that we can do to help with this season that we are going through here, the cold, the vaccine, COVID, that's another day that we can do, you know. But as somebody said, I can't remember who, strengthen the immune system and it should be good. COVID was that body, the immune system is strong. And it doesn't mean that somebody who thinks, and I say think, they're healthy. Something is always wrong with an individual. You're always teaching back and forth between balance and imbalance, and hopefully you strike a balance. But you could be seem to be very healthy or not. Because you may be under a certain amount of stress, the immune system may be compromised for a short period of time, but otherwise you feel healthy and you have energy. But if that's the weakest part of the system, the COVID attacks, then you're going to come down with it. But even if you come down with it, you should be able to rise above it if you're strong enough. So continue to boost the immune system. And for that, it's recommended, I have to be careful here, that you can do some mulling.
What about some non-traditional kind of things like black seed, soursop? I mean, we hear about some of these things. Kombucha, anything like that on your radar that you particularly...
No, black seed, I personally have not used much of it. A lot of people come to me with it, but I don't have any experience with it. I haven't used it, but that doesn't say it's not good. It's just that I haven't used it. You know, it's an oil, it's a black seed oil. I have no reason to use it. Doesn't mean it's not good. Definitely, it's natural. I believe that. The kombucha, again, the kombucha drinks they have out there, that can help boost the immune system because it takes care of the gut lining, which is the second immune system, you know, the gut lining. So all those things can certainly help maintain your immune system, but if you're having a problem, you know, you want to go to the source, so which would be the vitamin C, which would be like thyme, good piece of ginger. You can make that tea. You can definitely use mullein and use yellow duck with the mullein. And that's the formula I use, yellow duck and mullein.
I think respiratory.
Two mullein, yeah, respiratory. I would use two mullein to one yellow duck. And that's just, you know, that just gives you the strength and the energy. The yellow duck would be
very
more
important.
The energy herb. Would be more energy herb. The mullein would more be the building and structuring herb. So you put them together. Again, two mullein to one yellow. So it doesn't matter. Two capsules to one capsule. Two teaspoons to one teaspoon. That's what I mean by 2-to-1 ratio. And that builds the immune system. That's things I have used, along with the vitamin C, you know, along with the,
what about,
with the oils.
What about the vitamin D?
The vitamin D, definitely, I mean, there's enough evidence out there to say vitamin D helps with the immune system and helps with a whole lot of other things. You know, the hormonal system, the immune system, the bone structure itself. When you're talking about bone, you can go into a whole lot of things, you know, because bone is related to blood, because the bone marrow, that type of thing. So everything is connected. You can't really separate it. So vitamin D is good, you know, throughout. So definitely get enough vitamin D, enough evidence. I'm just going on, you know, what the science is on this one, because, you know, vitamin D is not an herb. So we start to split things here. So this I would go with the science. I say vitamin D is good. In this part of the world, you know, we are much, at least at this time, we have much more darkness than light. And, you know, anybody produces vitamin D when you have the sun. So in the Caribbean areas and temperate countries, we have a lot of vitamin D. You don't really need to take vitamin D. We may need to take a much less there in this part of the world. So definitely vitamin D. high source. A high source and could be a whole lot. And don't be afraid to take these things, vitamin C. You need a whole lot of vitamin C. Magnesium is a good thing you can add to your supplement regime, because that plays a great role in bone structure, bone building, nerve, blood pressure issues. It helps in all these areas. So definitely, it's part of the energy-producing mineral, that's magnesium. And it relaxes the body, so definitely. You mentioned soursop leaf. Soursop tea slash soursop leaf, it's good for the nervous system. It helps you to rest, help you to sleep nicely. It's not something that I explain to people. It relaxes the body, relaxes the muscles and the nerves, and hence you are relaxed. You're able to sleep better. If you have something to knock you out to put you to sleep, you get something later, that certainly going to put you to sleep. Something that just relaxes you, calms the nervous system down. Even if you're angry, if you get angry and you fuss, you have a cold, you can just drink some soursop tea, and that calms the body down. And
yeah,
if you calm the nervous
system
down, you're in a healthier state.
I guess one thing for sure, it is important to control emotion when you start talking about being calm. Now we're going a little bit deeper, so we don't have the waders on, but we do have the ankle boots on, because we've been basically splashing in the water.
So, I mean, so for that reason, we can dive into, you know, you can get some oils, you know, lavender oil, frankincense oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it centers you and grounds you. When the mind is running away from you, let's put it that way. The lavender would be common, and frankincense oil, very, very grounding. So we use, for those who pray, for those who pray, when you start using the oils, I suggest you pray a little more.
Yeah, I heard that. You said for those who pray, you suggest to pray a little bit, or not a little, you said pray more.
A bit more. When you start using the oil, it works better.
So the oils help enhance the energy, the prayer.
I'll just throw it out there.
Okay.
Now,
is that through aromatherapy or through physical?
It comes under aroma as well. We call it aromatherapy. It comes under that heading.
Okay, you said lavender. Is there any other one that we would recommend? I know there's many, but what other one would you say?
There's a whole
lot,
but if you're just going to get two oils, just get lavender and frankincense.
Frankincense, okay, yeah. I was wondering if you were going to say that. Yeah, okay, those would be my go-tos as well. Wow, we're coming down to the close. Anything you want to share with us? Again, listeners, we're going to be having Mr. Shelford Mitchell, naturopath and certified advanced herbalist, coming back. We'll be talking more about this as we go on. I know people are concerned about the vaccine. We're not going to go too deep because we only have a couple minutes left. I know people are concerned, and they talk about herd immunity, meaning, you know, you get the antibody developed naturally in your body by catching it, if you will. But, of course, you know, the CDC, you know, says, you know, we don't want to do that. We want everyone to be vaccinated. And I've had numerous, I would say, experts in the area that have had this discussion about being careful about many of the vaccines. So I'm not going to try to disparage anyone from taking the vaccine. Do your homework. What would you say?
I will not discourage anyone from taking the vaccine, because I'm not claiming to be expert in that. You know, it could be a strong matter of opinion for me. I'm not taking that. I'm not volunteering to take it.
Okay. You know, that's just you.
Me.
I understand.
That's just me.
I understand. It's interesting. Typically, we know that it takes anywhere from, you know, a year to 18 months minimum to develop a vaccine, and we've done this in 5 months or less. So, I mean, it's human nature to have reservation. But we know that this virus also is one that is very dangerous, especially for those who have immune compromised systems or compromised immune systems. And so that's why we would never tell someone that, you know, don't take that. You have to be well-informed and make an educated decision. Right now, we're not forced, but things don't look good from my perspective in terms of where that might be heading. It's already at a point.
I don't think you would be forced to take the vaccine, but you would be forced not to get on a plane. You don't take it.
Yeah, so they can make it very, very difficult. In other words, if you're traveling, they could say, "Well, we don't have to let you travel," or you know, on our particular vehicle.
Then you make a decision now, you know. So you're not going to be forced. You just can't go on a plane. You just can't go anywhere. You know, I mean, you can't walk in the store, so you don't have to. So I think that's what it would come down to. And then you have to make a decision, you know.
Yeah, well, we've really, I guess, regressed as a society when it comes to a point where, you know, you can't take certain jobs, you can't travel unless you've been injected with something that has been questioned, and that's the concern that I have. So that's where we get into the progressive, where I would like to say productive news, because that's where we're going now with the radio program. So for productive news, that's where that concern would come in, because I mean, nothing is 100%, and I know that the studies have shown that very few or little side effects, but I just would like to see more information, because the reports that we're getting are coming from the manufacturers. I'd like to see more independent research done before I would volunteer with that without having to take it. And when I say volunteer without having to take it, like you said, if you have to go somewhere, that's in a sense forcing you. If you can't go in that particular vehicle without being vaccinated. So that we have to be talking about some things perhaps in the future, such as you know, getting very holistic, counterbalancing some of the energies in the vaccine, some of those things that, you know, naturopaths do, such as you and I have been trained to do for 15 or 20 years. But that's a whole different thing that we don't want to talk about this evening. Shelford, always a pleasure, partner, and getting together and talking and rehashing some of the things that we can do. Again, we didn't even put on the ankle boots this evening, folks. Most of these things you can go up on any website, but there's so much more that we can talk about and discuss. Shelfer, how can someone reach you if they want to reach you if they have some, you know, relatively serious situations that the doctors are, you know, kind of scratching and saying, "Well, let's try this." You know, that's where a lot of my calls come from. Somebody said you could help. Somebody's dealing with sarcoidosis, or somebody's dealing with, you know, some things that I'm concerned with, fibromyalgia. I mean, we're starting to see more over-the-counter, allopathic medicine dealing with some of these things now. But how would someone reach you if they were concerned with something that doctors are, you know, going back and forth over?
Okay, so
when they want to just try something alternative.
Again, my name is Shelford Mitchell. The number is 718-974-9276. Again, 718-974-9276. My email is my name, Shelford.Mitchell at Yahoo. shelford.mitchell@yahoo.com.
Okay, so that's 718-974-9273 and Shelford.mitchell.
9276. You got that, Doc?
92. Wait a minute, Shepard. I know your number now.
I know you know my number. That's 72. You're 9276,
right? It's not what I said?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I said 73. I don't know why I said that. Okay. Where did I get 73? Okay. So it's 9718-974-9276.
Mm-hmm.
And the shelford.mitchell@yahoo.com. Shelford, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, partner. Appreciate you. You and yours. Be safe. Say hello to the family. And let's talk and do this again in the next week where we can really expound on some real, you know, alternatives that are not so well known. I didn't want to get into it this evening. Thanks again, Shelfer. Peace and blessings. Well, to you all, we're going to close out on how we started. And much peace and blessings to you this Martin Luther King weekend. Be safe. I know next week, you know, there's an inauguration taking place. Don't get caught up in the hype, folks. Do not get caught up in the hype. You know, left wing, right wing, all that stuff, you know, Donald Trump and all this. Let's impeach him. He's got 6 days. That is nothing but something that's it's just going to – all that is doing is stirring up more tension in this country. Let this man go on. I don't know what Nancy Pelosi has. It's obsession and the Democrat. It doesn't make sense. Let's come together as a nation and move forward and be the great nation that we can be. God bless you. I send my peace and my love to you and yours. Until next week, hopefully Shelford will be with us. If not, we'll have another exciting, informative program for you. With that said, until next week, folks, play a little excerpt from Dr. Martin Luther King's speech, We Shall Overcome.
Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it, we shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promise.